Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS, 1047 here in Greater Lansing. Final segment of the Jack and Tom Show. Jack Ebling is in a vehicle being driven down to Ford Field to witness the Michigan State Spartans take on not a directional school, but I guess a body of water school called Florida Atlantic. So we have Jack on the line right now. How you doing, Jack?
Good. Making great time down here. Andrea and I are making our way down to Ford Field and expect to be joined by 25,000 of our closest friends.
Well, hey, you know, I was cracking up, you know, at the last stops that we had, that Pure Michigan ad by Tim Allen. And it reminded me of this hilarious Pure Michigan takeoff on Michigan Wolverine fans. Scott, did you see that clip?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. It is, you know, and this is a Michigan guy, Michigan grad here talking. And I was laughing so hard when I saw it. It's if anybody wants to see it, just Google it. I don't know how the heck you find it. YouTube it, whatever. But didn't you think that was pretty damn funny, Jack?
I did. And, Tom, I have to give you a little bit of praise because for a lot of the Michigan State fans who listen to this show, one of the reasons that they like it is that you are un-Michigan-like in your lack of arrogance. And so they think, you know, even if they don't always agree with you or they want your team to lose, they like you personally.
Well, you know, I mean, that's why. I mean, it's just sports, and you got to keep perspective on things. And when I look at my allegiance to the University of Michigan, I mean, it's an imperfect place. You know, it's an imperfect place to go to school there.
Right.
And it's obviously an imperfect athletic program. And you can say the same thing about Michigan State. So we always keep things in check on that and all in good fun. We're going to have really good fun over the next 4 weeks leading up to that October 9th game. But, I mean, both of our alma maters, if you will, do have to take care of business today. And I'm not saying this game that Michigan State has at Ford Field against Florida Atlantic, I'm not going to go as far as calling it a trap game. But I still think they have to improve from last week. You saw that game against Western Michigan, pretty mistake-play game by the Spartans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Michigan State has a couple of tough games. I think Notre Dame will give Michigan State all it wants next week. And then Wisconsin coming in. And Wisconsin, a difficult team for most Big Ten teams to play. Certainly beat Michigan State last year. So for Michigan State to be undefeated against Michigan might be a little bit tougher than Michigan being undefeated against Michigan State. If the Wolverines can get past today, there's a very good chance that they'll be undefeated when Michigan State comes to town.
Well, absolutely, because I watched Wisconsin last Saturday. Did you see them against UNLV that late game on Versus?
Yeah.
And UNLV, kind of teased their way back into that game, but then Wisconsin took care of business in the second half. That is a physical team. I mean, that is physical program. And let me tell you something. The soreness factor, let's throw that into the fray. Michigan State coming off that Wisconsin game, having to play Michigan, a different kind of team. I mean, Wisconsin is so physical. I think that could be a factor in those back-to-back games.
Yeah, that could be a factor. And Michigan State could be a little bit bruised, too. But, you know, you look at Big Ten football, and I guess it's true all around the country, Tom. We talk about quarterbacks, and we talk about running backs and high-scoring offenses, but the teams that are there at the end of the day are the ones with great offensive lines and the ones that can stop the run.
Right. Absolutely. That's what it comes down to. You know, we haven't, the frustrating part about being the weekly show, we have to kind of recap where were we at here on our content. Like, we haven't even talked about the Boise State game with Vautech on Labor Day night. Your thoughts on that? In fact, when we're going to go do our picks here in a second, that was the one that we differentiated on. And I picked, I picked Vautech to win that game. I thought the crowd would be a big factor. The special teams of Frank Beam. I thought that might come. It came right down to the wire. But Now, the frustrating thing, and Scott differs from me on this because he wants the BCS to kind of get busted up here a little bit, but I don't like the idea of Boise State winning that game, and now they can pretty much go unscathed all the way and dance their way into the title game just because of their pole position going into the season, number three in the country. So I wanted Vautech to win. But what do you would if Boise State was in the Big Ten, in the SEC, how do you think they'd last during the regular season?
I don't know. I don't think a lot of teams would make it through. We saw the SEC have a national champion a couple years ago with two losses.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know that any team could make it through that kind of a meat grinder consistently undefeated, but I have to give Boise credit, you know, whenever they've been on the big stage. Now, could they do it week in and week out?
There you go.
I have my doubts, but they've done what they can to schedule up outside of conferences. It was a very difficult assignment playing in FedEx and then come back and they've got Oregon State. We know that they beat Oregon back-to-back the last couple of years. So I give Boise tremendous credit. And one of the things I like best about Boise is quarterback Kellen Moore was recruited by three schools.
Right.
You talk about scholarships. You're talking about Eastern Washington, Idaho, and Boise. And he was praying for an offer from Washington State that he did not get.
Right. How? Yeah, that's yeah, pretty low expectations. You know, he wanted to be a Cougar there. But, you know, you're right about that. But, you know, I look at Boise State as the dance class is playing for the one recital for the year, you know? One recital, if you knock it out of the park, you're good to go. You know, that's all. And that's what Boise State is.
And the Olympics, you know? You just got to win that, be the best that day.
Absolutely. And that's where there's a flaw in the system because I think the day, just like the day-to-day or the week-to-week, you know, the challenges, like Michigan State's going to have in the Wisconsin Michigan bout. You know, Boise's in that situation. That's why you can't compare it. Now, Scott, you had some really strong thoughts about the situation with Boise.
Well, you guys are talking about showing up kind of week to week. What if they had a playoff and they had to win three games? There you go. You are making my argument for me, Tom.
Yeah, I know. That's
good point.
That's a very, very valid point. I mean, we're not gonna have a playoff. I don't think. Anytime soon. We got to go to the picks here in a second, but I just feel strongly that Boise would not last, and that's where I'm going to give a leg up to all those teams from the SEC and the Big Ten and even the Big 12 and Pac-10 for that matter.
And, you know, I don't like the elitism of college football, so I love it when a TCU or a Boise can come up and nip one of those teams. I thought it was fantastic when Alabama was worried about playing for the national championship, and the next thing you know, Utah pulls their pants down. So I like those things.
Right. Now, Jack, we got 5 minutes left. We got to go into our picks now. You know, you beat me by one game, but I'm going to go on record as saying, not to stick my chest out here, but I picked Michigan State last week to win by 24 points. They won by 24 points. I picked Michigan to beat UConn by 20 points. They won by 20 points, okay? So I got the accuracy part down, but you did beat me on the Boise State. So you were 8-0, and I was 7-1.
But, Tom, you made a bigger error than Virginia Tech Boise State. You should have called me on Friday and said, I'm not coming in. I'm going to Vegas. I've got these games figured out, and I'm betting the mortgage.
Yeah. Well, I talk a good game on Fridays. Let's go into them real quick here because we're running out of time, Jack. And, you know, Iowa State at Iowa, the Cyclones taking on the Hawkeyes. Who wins that game?
The Big Ten champions win that game, Iowa over Iowa State.
I'm taking Iowa as well. A big game tonight, Florida State, Jimbo Fisher taking on Oklahoma, number 17 at number 10 in Norman, Oklahoma. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma was disappointing last week. Really needed to pull one out in the fourth quarter. I look for the Sooners to rebound, and I think being at home is going to be a tough first road game for Jimbo Fisher.
Well, I'm going to go Jimbo Fisher pulling one out here, getting his marquee win really in the second week of the season. Florida State. Okay, Georgia, South Carolina. You know, I'm just going with South Carolina at home, the Gamecocks at home, because and I don't know, I'm going to admit, they're 22-24, and I don't know anything about the Dogs nor the Gamecocks right now, so I'm just going with the home team.
Well, we know that A.J. Green is good at selling jerseys.
Yeah, we do know that.
For Georgia. But I like South Carolina. I think that Steve Spurrier They're going to be able to get one here, and I guess I'll go with the Gamecocks.
Okay, real quick, we're running out. We're going to speed this up a little bit. Miami of Ohio State at the Shoe. I'm going with the Bucks. How about you? You going to give the Canes a shot here?
Oh, I like Ohio State in overtime.
OSU in overtime. Okay, we both take the Bucks. I think we're both on the same page on this one. Penn State, number 18, down in Tuscaloosa, taking on the Tide.
I think Penn State will play a little bit better than some people think. Alabama by a couple touchdowns.
Okay, Michigan State, Florida Atlantic, these last two in Michigan State games. Let's give some scores on the tagline on this. Like Michigan State at Florida Atlantic, who do you think?
I think the Spartans will give up some passing yards and win 38-17.
Okay, I got Michigan State in this one, 45-17. Michigan at Notre Dame. I'll give you mine first. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think, crazy stuff's going to happen, as it does in South Bend. I think Michigan's going to survive 34-28.
Okay, I said at the beginning of the year, Michigan would beat UConn and lose to Notre Dame. I'm not going to change. Notre Dame 28, Michigan 24.
Okay, and then lastly, NFL action starts. The Lions taking on the Bears.
Well, the Bears are going to win this game, and I think the Lions are going to be much improved, but I look for Chicago to win 21-17.
I got a quirky feeling the Lions are going to win this game. Javid Best going to have a breakout game, and I have the Lions win 31-20.
Wow.
Yeah.
A double-digit win for the Lions.
You know, it's really weird. I see games, I look at, and then it was this flash. The scoreboard flashes up, and I see the final score. But but anyway, certainly I want you to behave yourself down there at Ford Field. Don't get too crazy down there after the game, and behave yourself, okay?
All right, you have
okay.
Take care.
All the best. We want to thank our guests this morning, Al Slammer and Rob Zimmerman, our high school coaches, over their big wins. Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network, along with Davey Jones of State College, Pennsylvania, beat writer for the Penn State Nittany Lions, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com, Dr. John Braccio, DrJohnB.com, our producer, Scott Eckersley, Jack Ebling on the way to Ford Field. My name is Tom Crawford. We'll see you next week after going into the third week of Big Ten play on the Jack and Tom Show. Take care now.